Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Sean Douglas, speaker, master resiliency trainer, and author. Love that you guys are here. Every Wednesday, we are live at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and then every first and third Friday, we have amazing guests, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We are listened to in 14 countries we listen to: U.S., U.K., Norway, Belgium, Switzerland, India, Thailand, Indonesia, Panama, and new countries added: New Zealand, United Republic of Tanzania, France, Netherlands, and Australia. Welcome to the show. This is a live broadcast, so if you have a question for Brother James or myself, or we can help you in any way, you can dial in at 657-383-1109. Again, it is 657-383-1109. If you have a legitimate question for myself or Brother James, let us know, and we'll do the best to help you. So today we are talking with the amazing Brother James, and we're going to talk about becoming a modern-day warrior. Brother James is a musician, TEDx speaker, and entrepreneur. Utilizing many powers of individual empowerment, he's built a life full of passion, power, and purpose. From 2010 to 2014, he created a revenue stream that required no time in order to pursue his passion of creating and presenting musical messages all around the world. In addition to his entrepreneurial ventures, Brother James played 500-plus live shows across the country as a percussion player and rapper in the band Function. However, at the end of 2012, Function disbanded and Brother James went solo. In 2015, he officially launched his solo career targeting three markets: schools, individual empowerment events, and traditional music circuits of clubs and festivals. His message to all audiences: be a dreamer, be animalistic in pursuit of those dreams, and be good to yourself and others, and be grateful. His signature message is becoming a modern-day warrior, and it resonates with people of all ages. His music is a combination of danceable beats and empowering lyrics. His ability to create music that articulates the core points of his message truly drive the point home for audience members and leaves them remembering the power they felt during their time with Brother James. He writes and records original music that appeals to all audiences. Kids and parents love it because it lifts them up. They can feel the passion Brother James has for his life through his music. This creates a unique experience and opportunity for parents and kids to connect. He hopes to offer adults, kids, and families music that will empower them to believe in themselves and their dreams. Making music that helps empower just one person makes it all worth it. The further he ventures down this path, the more he realizes how important it is to know yourself and follow your dreams. It's not about the destination. It is all about creating a journey that's worth recording. Know more, learn more at www.brotherjames.com. Welcome to the show, dude.
Dude, I don't even know where you got that bio, but I really like it. Where'd you get that?
I took what
did you write some of that?
And I rewrote it. Yeah, I rewrote it.
Yeah, I can tell there's some new flavor to that. Would you mind sending me that bio? Because there is some really nice stuff in there.
I will definitely send you it.
Thank you. You're a great writer, buddy.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. I'm
awesome.
So pumped to be here with you, man, and we've had some interaction at One Life Fully Lived conferences, and I've seen you do amazing things at other events that you played at, and we've briefly talked, and you helped me out with a couple things that I had kind of going on last October with some family and stuff like that. And dude, you're just an amazing dude, man. Like there's I could go on forever about you, but yeah, dude, I want you to know that you're just super amazing, man, and I can't wait to unpack everything we're going to talk about today.
Awesome. I really appreciate it, Sean. Thank you.
So for those of you who don't know what Brother James does. If I'm correct in saying this, that dude, you're basically a looper, right?
Yes, I'm basically a singer-songwriter. So I write songs, I put uplifting, mm-hmm. inspirational lyrics in the songs, and then the way that I perform them live is I use a process called live looping, where I record many of the parts, if not all of the parts, right there in front of you. And the parts
Perfect.
Would consist of a guitar part or like a bass line with a keyboard, a drum pad, and then some extra little toys like shakers and tambourines. I record each of those into a pedal, and then that creates a full song, and then I perform the song from there.
Dude, that's awesome. And I'm telling you, Life Transformation Radio listeners, dude, you got to go YouTube, Brother James, B-R-O-T-H-A, Brother James, and check out his TED Talk. It will blow your mind. Check out many, many videos on Brother James. It is incredible. So the first question we always ask is why? You know, when we wake up in the morning, it's like, why am I going to do what I'm going to do? Or when something happens negative to us, you know, when we have relationships and family and jobs and, like, just life happens, we're always like, geez, man, why? Like, why is this happening to me? So it's the most powerful question that you could ever ask somebody. So I'm going to ask you why. Why do you do what you do? Why the empowering music and looping and everything? What is your why?
The easy answer is I feel like I'm made to do it. I feel like
awesome.
I was made to be a musician, and I was made to deliver an inspirational, uplifting message that brings people together and inspires people to be the best version of themselves. And why I get up every single day and do it, not only that, it's also extremely enjoyable to work on my craft and to be involved in something where hours can go by at a time. And I just get lost in the process of recording and practicing and songwriting and building the platforms in which allow me to bring the music to the masses.
Awesome. And so what I'm going to do, we're going to check out. So my favorite song out of all of them, and I know you've written songs for like John Broman for, you know, Front Row Factor and One Life Fully Live for Tim, and you have your own CD and you have your own music and everything. But my favorite one, dude, is Animal. I love it. Can you talk a little bit about why you wrote Animal and the meaning behind
it?
Yeah,
absolutely. I wrote it for a couple of reasons. Number one is that on the way to our dreams and our goals, we're inevitably going to be facing obstacles and roadblocks, and there's going to be dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're external, sometimes they're internal. And so I wrote the song to be a living, breathing musical affirmation that helps me to harness the power of being very purposeful, determined, persistent, and animalistic in the pursuit of those dreams. So it's a reminder to break through the challenges, to slay the dragons, and to continue to follow what I believe is my purpose.
Awesome. I love it. So what we're going to do is I have a little clip. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Animal.
I feel it burning deep in my soul. I know it's time for me to go. And in this journey, I take it slow. Let's test my prey before I start to hone. A mind blade, this ain't no phase. No longer grazing in this field I once laid. Well, I wanna taste, let go of haste. Blood in the water, oh, I will not hesitate. Because well, I'm an animal, I'm on my belly full. I will not go to my grave.
Oh man.
There you go, awesome. Man.
It's awesome. I remember where I was when
it.
I recorded that. Yeah, it's awesome that kids love that song. They love that song and the Grateful song. I just wanted to share that when I wrote that song, I had no idea what type of power that song could have. And the real, like when I listen to that version of it, it really reminds me of how lucky I am to be working with an incredible producer that gets me and allows me to share my strengths and our strengths come together. And his name's Carlos Sosa, and he's a world traveling musician, saxophone player. And he produced that song. And
wow.
It's just like, when I listen to it, I just remember how we met by happenstance and him saying, dude, come over to the crib and, you know, let's see if we vibe and see if it works out. And if we like get along and I like your tracks, then we'll do something together. And now we're about to produce a full on like 10 to 14 song record, like all out. And it just, that was the first song we did together. It kind of like brings like these awesome emotions to me, to like
the
art. Yeah.
Dude, it's, I mean, just the, when I listen to the words, you know, it's like open my cage, you know, open the cage and just see, you know what I mean? It's like, man, cause we do that to ourselves sometimes, right? Like we put ourselves in this cage and in this box and say, this is who I am and I can never be anything but, you know?
Yep.
And it's just, it's like, you're almost giving them permission to let themselves out of that cage that they've created.
Absolutely. Well said.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, tell me who you got or who you were before you got to this point, man. Let's go back a couple years. You know, you're in the band Function, right? Take us through kind of that transformation, man. Who was Brother James when you started, or when you were in the band Function?
Well, my real name is Jeremy Reisig, and so people are always kind of like caught off guard when there's no James in my name. I'm gonna take you back even further. I'm gonna take you back all the way to 2000.
Okay.
When I was recruited into a sales and marketing company called Vector Marketing. I sold Cutco knives, and I became very quickly, within 2 years, I became the number one sales rep in the company, and had a lot of success. And then, of course, wanted more, and so I ventured into network marketing and ventured into different businesses, and had minimal success. And eventually, I came back to Cutco and worked more of the Cutco program and traveled and did different things that gave me different experiences. And I noticed that no matter what I did, how much success I had another couple big years. And at the end of those years, the only thought I had was, I do not want to do what I just did to have that big year, like ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to work that hard doing those activities, making phone calls, setting up appointments, going out and doing demos, making sales, getting referrals. And there came a point in time where I noticed in my journal over and over and over again was the same type of dialogue to myself, which consisted of me telling myself how much I loved music and that when I had free time and financial freedom that I was going to be a jammer and like play music. And at the same time, my brother was in several different bands, and I just called him one day and said, hey man, what do you think about me joining the band? I don't really have, you know, that many skills that I can bring to the band since I'm a drummer and you're a drummer, but I could play percussion and I can do a little rapping and I can do business stuff for the band. And so I just decided that instead of running my business so that I could go like eventually play music, that I was going to play music now. This is 2009, and I'm going to make it so that my business, like I'm going to use my business to support my passion. And that was the beginning of it. That was like the beginning of Function, F-U-N-K-T-I-O-N, Function. And in that band, I wasn't allowed to sing. I wasn't a songwriter. I didn't play guitar. I really was more of the business guy behind the scenes and was an entertainer on stage. And I've always been an entertainer. And as the band started to come to an end, I knew that it wasn't the end of my journey in music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided that I was going to find a way. I was going to kick, scratch, claw, and find my way to, like, being a musician. I had no idea what it was going to look like. That was, as you said in the intro, at the end of 2012, after touring with Function for 3-4 years, playing 500, 600 shows just all over the country. And I just decided, like, I'm going to be a solo musician. I'm going to take singing lessons. I'm going to take guitar lessons. I'm going to figure out how to be a solo, and that led me to looping, and then the journey over the last 3.5-4 years of becoming Brother James and writing songs like Animal has been really enjoyable, and I have a lot of, I'm very proud, and at the same time, it has been at times excruciating in certain moments of lots of failure and just knowing.
Wow.
Luckily, from my past, I always had like this thought, and I think that you'll share this same type of philosophy, which is from a very early age within sales, I learned that I heard the phrase that the failures are the seeds to success.
Absolutely.
And the more you fail, the more you closer to your outcomes and your goals.
Yep.
So each and every
yep.
failure I looked at as an opportunity. And that's how I got here today is I looked at a lot of the moments where I could have quit and I could have thrown in the towel, and I didn't, because I knew that those were just going to make me stronger and more able to be the type of musician that I could see myself in my mind.
Absolutely. Man, that's awesome. I got goosebumps, man. I was just,
nice.
It's so huge what you were saying, man. It's like you never gave up. You know what I mean? No matter what failure, no matter what you were doing, no matter what reason, like you just kept going because you knew in your heart that every failure is just one step closer. And I think that the problem is that a lot of people don't learn from the failures. You know, they just keep on doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome. And they, at some point you got to say, okay, stop. What am I doing wrong that I keep getting this failure? You know, I mean, John Maxwell's famous book and course, Failing Forward, is saying just that. You know, if you're going to fail, fail forward. It means you're learning from each experience. Every failure is one step closer to success. And I love that you said that. Amazing.
Yeah. I'll add a piece to that that I think is one of the key ingredients that is within the course. I know that they deliberately talk about this, or at least I would imagine they deliberately talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to take the failure and use it as a seed. If you continue to be a bulldozer moving forward, the failure is only the seed to the success when we questions about the failure and draw out the magic that will allow us to move forward from the failure. If we just continue to bulldoze and make the same mistakes over and over again, thinking that a lot of failures and doing the same thing. So there's an interesting, you know, and what I like to say is there's an interesting amount of time you have to dedicate. That is not money you're mm-hmm. going to, it's not time you're going to get paid for. It's not time that you can put into a P&L statement and know that you're going to get compensated for the time. But it could be the most valuable time is the time that we spend reflecting upon the failures and also the victories. But the failures specifically teach us so many lessons if we take time and then find out, you know, what were the things that if I improved on 10%, 20% would make such a massive difference.
Oh, huge. Yeah, man, that is super huge. I think it's interesting, like you're saying, there's that little dynamic, like too much failure or like you said, going too far forward, we're leaning too far forward, you're just going to fall on your face. You know what I mean? So it's a balance, really, is what it comes down to. Yeah, nailed it, dude. Absolutely. So can you look back and pinpoint exactly what your transformation was or when it happened?
I mean, it was a decision, as every transformation is, right? Like it's a decision to make a change, and it was a decision. It was like a moment in time in May. Well, I can take it back to a very specific moment. And I think I talk about this in the TEDx message. I haven't watched it more than one time, I think. It's funny, John Berghoff and I were just talking about our messages and how when there's like a video recording of us, we rarely go back and watch it and really pick it apart, because it's sometimes can be uncomfortable to watch yourself for 20 minutes on a stage. And
sure.
I remember talking about the moment in time in 2008, shortly before I committed to putting music first. I was recording like a short little album with my brother. We were like messing around on GarageBand and making some music for my mom and dad and our family for Christmas. to try and save money on Christmas presents. We were like, we should do this. This would be awesome. And little did we know it'd be like a 100-200 hour project, and that we could have just spent $25 and saved a lot of time. With that amount of time that we spent, and specifically myself in the back room of my house, I like would sit there in front of the computer and tweak sounds and reposition these WAV files and stuff like that. And I remember looking at the computer one day and then looking at my watch, and on my watch, I'm like, I got to go to this appointment. This is no fun. And I looked at the computer and I was like, I would do this for free. Like, I would do this right here for free. And so in 4 or 5 months later, I made the decision to essentially do it for free. And,
perfect.
Dedicate a whole lot of my life. So that was the moment, that moment. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Amazing. So what do you think was the best part about your transformation so far?
That I could die and be proud of myself.
Oh my God. That's amazing. That's probably the best answer I guess I could ever get, right? Like if, oh my God. Because I'm literally right now flashing through mine, and I'm like, can I say that? You know what I mean? Like I just feel like for me, I want to be a person of value to people. Like I want to care about other people's success more than they care about their own success. You know what I mean? Like, I want to care about that as fuel for what I'm doing in life, you know? And I just want my life to have meaning for my family, for me, for other people. And if I'm not doing that, then yeah, man, I got a lot of work to do.
Well, I mean, the way you just said that, there's like this idea of how you set the rules up when we like talk about wanting other people to be more important than ourselves. You know, that's like now we're getting into like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Tony Robbins, 6 Human Needs, and how there's the idea of positioning other people in front of ourselves and in a way that is contributive. So I think that, you know, we're animals. We have reptile brains. We've got all sorts of conditioning that is thousands of years old, just like living inside of us that we're working against in the quickness of the world. So, you know, it's an interesting thing to hear, you know, you're already doing that. Like if you look at the time that you're spending with this show and the number of people that you're reaching and the amount of time that you spend creating something for other people to benefit. I think that you'll probably, if you really dissected it, you'd find that you're a lot closer than you think that you are.
That's awesome.
And if you go back to like the idea of why, and you know what, you also might not be, and that is where the whys really are important. Like when we talk about the why, that's 6 levels of why, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 levels of asking why and why and why. So why do I want to be a musician? Oh, I really love being a musician. I just love playing music. Well, if I stop there, then when challenges come up and when I'm asked what is, you know, what's the biggest part of my transformation, I'm like, oh, you know, I just wanted to do what I loved. But if you go, well, why do I want to be a musician? Why do I love it? I feel like I'm made to play music, and I feel like I'm made to do, like, to be creative and make inspirational messages. Well, why is that important to me? Well, because I want to contribute, and I want my life to stand for something that is, you know, meaningful and adds value. Well, why is that important? And then you can see where I'm going. All of a sudden, you know, if we're talking like we're peeling back the onion, and in the middle is like our own personal, you know, I know there's no pearl in an onion, but there's our own like pearl that we have to discover within ourselves by sitting with ourselves and asking, why is this important? Why is this important? Why is this important? Why is this important? And then, you ask, well, okay, here's my motives. My motives are X, Y, Z. I can clearly see them through this process of asking why. Am I proud of that person? And then you say, am I living like that now? And that's where I think we find the ability to say, I'm really proud of myself. If I were to die tomorrow, I'd feel good.
Perfect. So with every amazing adventure and new opportunity that comes, there's always kind of a side effect, right? There's always like a worst part. So
yeah,
what do you think was the worst part about the transformation or your journey thus
worst
far?
Part about I know exactly what it is. It's very clear to me right now that what this piece of my journey is. The worst part has been because of my drive to make my dreams come true and to contribute to the world through uplifting and inspirational messages and put on amazing shows and be at events and inspire people to follow their dreams, that has not gotten the amount of attention and love and sincere compassion and care are my intimate relationships. So I've gone through two relationships in the last 4 years, 5 years, 2 years each. So I've about 5 years, so about 2 years each. And I can very clearly look back and see that the drive to turn these dreams into reality has come at the cost of really showing up for someone else.
All right.
And
I think a lot
painful.
Of people can relate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. I think a lot of people can relate to that.
I have, my wife and I, we talk about this too, because I'm going to a conference or I'm going here or I've got on a Monday, I'm doing a podcast, on somebody else's show. And then on Wednesday I have my show. And then on a Friday I have my show because it just happens to be the first and third Friday. And then, by the way, on Thursday I'm doing this and speaking, or on Saturday I'm doing this. Like, there's always something. And she's like, you're doing too much. Like, and she's always constantly reminding me, like, hello, like, we've got, like, your family's here too. And you know, it's just, it happens. You know, I can definitely relate and identify with that, because we've gotten into some deep arguments where she doesn't feel like she's number one and my radio show is, or going to a conference somewhere is, or she feels like I'm putting everything before her. And I just have to remind her that, you know, it takes work right now so that later on when it manifests, you know what I mean? And I'm doing what I can do now so that I can live the life later, you know? So, yeah, man, I have that struggle all the time.
Yeah. It's a tricky one. It's a tricky one. Cause from what I can tell, accomplishments and the successes and all the things that you just described that are worth putting off, making family first or making your significant other first, it's all a fallacy. It's actually not real. Like, within the human makeup is this desire to be with a partner and to feel fulfilled in the relationship. And for myself, I won't speak for you, I'll just speak for me, that what I find in regards to fulfillment in the relationship is a direct proportion to the amount of energy and effort and love that I put into it. And if I were to proportionately look at how much of that energy I put into my business and into my clients and into my friendships, I very quickly recognize that it's completely an uneven playing field, and that what I'm expecting to get out of the relationship it won't happen unless I put that effort and that energy into it. And then you got to ask, for you, you have a family, so it's a different game. Like myself, I'm at this point single. So I have the luxury of, you know, being like, oh, this isn't the one, you know, and I can really negotiate with myself and find, you know, are these the characteristics I want to spend? But when you're in a family, I think that it becomes a non-negotiable, and we have to consider that love is ultimately the most fulfilling human experience. And if we look at contribution and growth through that Tony Robbins 6 human needs model, if we're contributing and growing with someone else, that the net effects on that of our business, even though disproportionate in time, we spend less on our business, more on our love and our relationships, that our businesses will be more effective. So have I experienced that? No, I haven't. However, I can see my pattern And I can see that when I have these great successes in my career, that unless I have someone to share it with, it's not as enjoyable.
Yeah, there's a quote, and I don't remember who the quote is by, but I remember a quote, and I really try to live by this, but my wife will call me a liar. So the quote goes, so success does not matter with failure in the home. You know, and I'm like, oh, what? Like, I'm good. Like, I'm way good. Like, I'm here. The show is at the house. It's not like I have to go anywhere. And I'm literally making any excuse that I can to add more into the business and add more into a show or do more to further my purpose and passion. And my wife's like, hello, like we have to spend time here. And you know, the 8 o'clock mastermind calls and the Saturday afternoon, you know, mastermind meetings or the, you know, whatever. She's like, you're just doing too much right now. You know, I'm like, okay. So every once in a while I got to hit reset, figure out what's serving me the most, back off from what I'm not, and then continue on. And then eventually it'll build back up and she'll get mad. And then I have to hit the reset button and figure out what's not serving me and get rid of it. And then, so it's a big cycle that we go through. I used to be huge into car shows. I was building, you know, a car. I was building a hot rod in the garage, and all my time was out there and on the weekends with the boys and racing. And she's like, enough. Like, you've had your fun. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. So I had to back off from going to car shows for a little bit. You know, I was there every weekend. We were going somewhere. And it was like, okay, let's back off a little bit, spend some time with the family, and then we'll reengage. You know, so sometimes – it's tough because I want to feel like I'm living my purpose and that's where the fulfillment comes from. But I have to remember that she needs fulfillment in the relationship just as much as I need fulfillment in whatever else I'm doing. So it's really, I mean, a balancing act and I'm animalistic and addictive in what I want and I go for it no matter what, but I have to remember that the sacrifice, you know, that I, whatever I do sacrifice isn't at the expense of my wife and kids and self-assessment, man, it sucks. It's hard. Assessing your life is just sucks.
Dude, like
can you speak on that at all? Your assessment?
More. I've cried more. What, say it again?
I said, can you speak to that? Like the assessment on your own life and everything? Is there a way that you can speak to that?
Oh. Man, dude, I literally have probably – from this last relationship, she was so awesome. She was just in my mind, I was telling myself a story that, like, she wasn't the one and she wasn't showing up and mm-hmm. that I wasn't being supported the way I wanted to be supported. And I told myself that story for about a month after the relationship, but something kept on kind of like, I've become so much through meditation and mindfulness and, you know, different rituals. I've become hyper aware of what's going on inside of me. So mm-hmm. I could feel that there was something misaligned and something not feeling on point. So even though I'm not like a heavy drinker or drug user, I went completely sober and did nothing and thought that would I was like, oh man, I just got too many emotions. And that led me into, like, from that point, like, over 100 pages of journaling and multiple books and all sort of a breakup course on, like, how to assess your relationship into, like, writing lots of letters that I have not sent and all sorts of types of activities and time spent in reflection to take that time to reflect upon the experience so that I can see actually it was me who didn't show up to support her in the way that allowed her to support me.
Like, wow.
I didn't bring out the best in her. I brought out the mediocre in her because I showed up as a mediocre partner. And so I never even gave her a chance to like flourish as a partner and as a person in our relationship. And I'll take that one level deeper. I think that what I can see in her eyes is a young little girl who just wants to be like loved, like, and wants to be number one, and wants to be like cared for and held and just made a major priority through my actions, not just through the I love you and a nice little note or something. It's like, and or date night. Like, so I can see very clearly through reflecting and looking at how I might improve that it was really up to me to bring out the best in her so that she wanted to bring out the best in me.
Wow.
And
right on, man.
For sure, show up differently if her and I decide to give it another chance, or if we don't, and I meet and explore relationships with someone else. That will be at the top of my mind. Is if I'm going to be in a relationship, I'm going to be like committed, and I'm going to be determined to put in the amount of time and effort every day in some way to make it an amazing relationship and not just a mediocre relationship that is part of like my amazing life. That is not the relationship. It's like a very interesting reflection. Like,
sure.
It's craziness. It's craziness because it's so obvious with all the tools and all the resources that I already had at my fingertips. I was just so driven and my head in the sky that I wasn't able to see it when I was in it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you never really, I mean, you look back and you're like, wow, I went through this or I did this. And at that time, I didn't think I was going to overcome this or I didn't think I'd be that successful. Or, I mean, it's amazing when you look back at stuff and go, wow, but you never really see it. Like, I didn't know how the show was. I was like, man, no one's going to listen to my show. Who wants to? There's thousands of podcasts. Why is mine any different? And here I am a couple months in and I'm already, you know, 14 different countries, according to the analytics of the show, 14 countries, you know, and it breaks down by percentage of how many listeners per percentage per country. I mean, it breaks it down, and I'm like, people from 14 different countries have heard my show. Like, this is insane. Like, never thought, you know? So, yeah, man, I'm right there with you. Right there with you.
It's like, it's very easy to start. It's very, so easy. Like, when people, especially when people start telling you you're great.
Yes.
Like, you're great. You're awesome. You're fantastic. All of a sudden our needs start to get met in a certain way by these outer kind of exterior components to life, especially in our business. And it's societally,
sure.
Societally, we just, it's not our fault. Like what we're talking about is very much not unique with you and I. This is like an epidemic,
right?
What we're talking about.
Yeah.
poor relationships. I know so many great people that have amazing businesses that have crappy relationships and they don't kiss their wives. They don't like embrace them. It's like, they're more of like roommates and not like lovers and partners. And
right.
So when you ask me like, what was the kind of the poor moments of this journey, the failure, which are the seeds to massive success. I'm only 36 years old, so I've got a lot of love and a lot of life left in me. So I feel very grateful to have uncovered this about myself and to sit with it in my practices daily over the last several months, and to know the type of person that I want to be, partner I want to be.
Perfect.
And it's only going to make me write better. It's only going to make me write better music and show up better on stage for people. And like I'm just going to be a better overall human by like knowing this about myself and, and making sure that I don't forget it.
I think it's great that you mentioned mindfulness too, because as a resilience trainer, I teach people, you know, different mindfulness techniques about, you know, overcoming PTSD and overcoming self-defeating behaviors. And even in my book, I talk about the different mindfulness techniques that you can use. And it's, I love when you talk about like, yeah, I did mindfulness and I was doing this and this is what I've come up with. Like you speaking to the tangible results that you've seen because you put something into practice, you know? And I'm just like, yes. Like, I love it, because when you sit by yourself and you just assess and you use, you know, those mindfulness techniques of, And people are like, oh, I don't breathe. And I'm just, whatever. It's not about that. It's just, it's taking that 10,000 foot telescope and assessing where you are in life, where you've been, and where you need to go. And it's amazing. You know what I mean? The power of being mindful, of being aware, the situational awareness, that head on a swivel, just of being alert to the things that are going on in your life, what you want. And, you know, yeah, man, I love it. It's awesome. Fired up, man.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, man.
So with that said, let's twist the tables here. Who has been your biggest influencer so far?
In this journey from like 2012 to current?
Ever.
Like,
who is your biggest influencer? Wow.
Incredibly
okay.
supportive.
How so?
Like so supportive. Like, so supportive. Like unbelievably loving, compassionate, nurturer. I would not be the human being that I am without her.
Wow.
Optimistic, courageous,
awesome.
Brave, leader, contributor, intelligent. She's awesome.
Awesome. Give us another one. Give us another influencer that kind of pushes you. You know, like that one person that you're like, look, if he says it, then I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
There's no one that I'm like that with anymore.
Okay.
I would say that in the past that I was influenced in that way where I was like, oh, if they say to do it, do it. And more over the last year or so, I've become much more like, I'll take 80% of that and run with some of it. But what they're talking about is not like really vibe with what it is that I feel like I'm made for, like my integrity, respect, direction, whatever it is. So I'd say there's really two that are big time key players in my life. And well, this past relationship I would say is probably one of the biggest ones because her meditation and mindfulness and her desire to want to love and to show up was very much admirable. And I got to just give her a shout out. Her name is Jill. She did a great job of, like, she showed up wanting to love. So I appreciate that. Another one is John Berghoff, who is the owner and operator of the Flourishing Leadership Institute, FLI. And
he is so awesome.
Friendship. Him and I are like two peas in a pod. Yoga, treading water, running in the woods, music. The power of questions, the discipline that he has, the power of his nervous system. And then one more I'll say there's two more. I'll say Mike McCarthy has been instrumental I love Mike. He's one of my best friends, can talk to Mike about anything. And he's not just going to like sugarcoat and not have time for it. He's going to like really dig in and be spiritual and be present and give really awesome feedback and ask great questions. And then lastly, my boy since 2000, Brad Weimert, who is like just so disciplined and so like so dedicated to like his life and to building amazing businesses and taking adventures and doing the things that he's done. And I really appreciate those guys. So I'd say my mom, Jill, Brad, John, and Mike. So I'll give you five.
Awesome. That's awesome. So on the other side of the influencers, and you already mentioned it, your mom is a huge supporter. Do you have any key supporters or are those five? I mean, that's it. I mean, that's the influencer and the supporter. I mean, I believe that you have thousands of supporters. You know what I mean? But I love that you mentioned those guys who are really just they're in the trenches with you, man. You know what I mean? And they're key players in your life. So as much as they influence you, I'm pretty sure that they support you just as much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be where I am without those guys.
Perfect. So where are you headed now, man? Let's talk about new adventures, businesses, family. You know, what do you got cooking?
There's so much happening. I'm bringing up, I mean, it's like, I just finished up TEDx the second year in a row, TEDx, and was brought on as a opening up the event again. And
yeah.
Was able to help organize the event this year and bring in other musicians and helped bring in John Berghoff to the event, which was awesome. So TEDx just finished this past week. Speaking in schools, bringing appreciative inquiry into the minds and the hearts of individuals. And many of you are probably like, appreciative inquiry, that's, you know, a big, what is that? Appreciative inquiry is really the power of positive questions and focusing on what is already great, where are we already thriving, where have we already been successful, what are the magic moments, what are our strengths, what are our talents, and what are our highest hopes for the future? So I've been bringing that message. I've really stopped speaking. And, you know, many people are like, but you go to schools. So I used to go to schools and like play music and talk to them and tell them my story, just a longer version of the TEDx message.
Sure.
And now I go in and I'd say 90% of it, and maybe more, is me asking them questions, having them answer the questions, share with one another, and then the people who volunteer share with the group. So I've become more of, and it feels so good in my heart, I've become more of a facilitator versus a speaker. I can still speak if I need to, because I've got all sorts of stories and nuggets and stuff, as you can tell on my, by the way that I'm on this interview, but it's facilitating is a totally different skill set that I'm really excited about. And it's been, I've done probably 7 now in the last 6 to 10 months, of all over the board, school organizations to student, I mean, like the whole staff of an entire region, 500 speech pathologists and disability teachers and the different types of, like, schools bring in an outside resource a lot of times to fill in the gaps of their school, like their librarians and their different pieces. Yeah. So anyways, facilitating for schools is something I'm passionate about. I just came out with my first 10 musical affirmations, which are short 30-second clips of powerful statements that you can say to yourself over and over again. You just do it 30 seconds. It's just the music and like, I'm brave. I got what it takes. I am a warrior. I'm brave. I got what it takes. I am a warrior. I'm brave. I got what it takes. I am a warrior. So like short little things where there's, you say that 3 or 4 times to yourself. And I'm super stoked about that, because affirmations can be challenging for people, and there's a lot of power in our words. Our words are just really a representation of what we're thinking and what we're thinking.
Yeah.
So musical affirmations, I'm bringing on my brother as a partner musician in this entire summer. I've got about 50 shows lined up for the summer, and my brother's I'm actually going to stop looping and be more of I'm going to be more launching. So I'm going to have a lot of pre-recorded stuff. I'm bringing on a live drummer, and I'll be launching tracks and doing more of performing and singing and rapping and making them more concise. Cause for people to watch me loop for an hour straight is like, it can get boring, because I've got to take like 3 or 4 minutes to set up all the songs. And so I lose the vibe. And so, he's an incredible drummer. He just got out of a band, and him and I are going to team up. So I'm excited about that. So those are the things that those are the career things I'm excited about. Physically,
awesome.
I'm really excited about lots of yoga. I've been doing so much yoga. I've been doing so much yoga, Bikram, Vinyasa, Yin. And I'm excited. Those are the main things that I'm excited about. I could just go on and on. I'm excited about a lot of things.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's awesome. I love it, man. I love the musical affirmations. Like, I've never heard that before, you know? And I think sometimes different genres and songs and stuff are like, you make empowering music, you know, and it lifts people up. Like that's simple to the point. You know, like you said, 30 seconds of, like, you know, this, you know what I mean? That you can just rattle off real quick,
dude.
You know?
Yeah, I'll give you another one.
I know sometimes I
really
catch myself.
Love.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, this one's like one of my favorite ones right now. It's called Family, and it goes,
okay.
Thank you for loving me for who I be. I love my friends and my family. And so it's I set everyone up with these musical affirmations by, I have a video series that I'm coming out with that explains
mm-hmm.
each and every one that allows a person to reflect upon the times in their life where their friends and their family have been there to support them and help them to be who they are. And so as they sing this, thank you for loving me for who I be. I love my friends and my family. When they sing that, they're affirming
uh-huh.
to themselves how much relationships are important to them and how they might not be who they are and as successful as they are without the support of their friends and their family, which we just talked about. So that's an affirmation I love because that's one where you're on the way to school with your kids, you're on a road trip,
uh-huh.
you're just by yourself and you think about the power in appreciating and being grateful for the people that have been there for you in your life. And so that's just an example of another one that that I'm excited about.
I love it. That's amazing. But let me know when you're when you're done and links and everything, man, and I'll share the crap out
yeah.
of it. Because I know
Dude,
a lot of people
I'll send
that
them
can
to,
use
I'll
that.
Send them to you tonight. I got – well, I should put them through my funnel. I should put them through my funnel, right? No. I mean,
funnels and, you know, Russell Brunson them up, you know.
That's another thing I'm really excited about is, like, this brand is in order to have time freedom and in order to get the message out there
sure.
as best as possible. I just got off the phone earlier today with a developer who is helping me to put together, like, all the lead pages and all of the you know, all the things that go along with a online funnel that leads people from a
sure.
Facebook ad to a squeeze page to an email series to some sort of an offer
yep.
to make a purchase.
Sure. Yep.
And so the musical affirmations are they're part of what I call my family funnel, which is
yeah.
my first funnel is just music that parents and kids can share together. And so musical affirmations is part of that for you. Of course, you're just going to get all 10 of the ones I just recorded. I'm just going to send them to you tonight, and you can just have them. And you can
oh,
share
perfect.
Them with whoever
oh, thanks,
you want.
Dude.
I was just kidding about the funnel.
Well, I was just saying, man, you bring up an interesting point, you know, because Russell Brunson just came out with the book Expert Secrets, and it talks about how he has his company ClickFunnels, and it's, you know, how you take people from the known to the unknown, and you develop a relationship, and it's just a sales funnel. And I believe that he bypasses like the lead page, the squeeze page, the, you know, whatever. And he can do a video series and email marketing. And like, all, he just encompasses everything. And I find it fascinating, you know, for online marketing and things like that. ClickFunnels has basically taken everything that we know, packaged it all into a simple process. And then you just do it and you can make everything right inside ClickFunnels. So,
yeah.
Something worth checking out, man. You know what I'm thinking about you too is an app. Like, what if you had an app, and you're like, man, I really
yeah.
want this song, or I want this song, or whatever. Like, you could develop an app for your musical affirmations, and I mean, that would be pretty cool. They have mindfulness apps. They have, you know, you could do something like that. Like, have an every day or every week, or something pops up on your phone. This is your affirmation for the week. You know.
Definitely something I'm considering in the future. Something that I love the idea. I love the idea of an app. You're I think the second or third person who's like, you should have an app for that. And so I think that's a sign that I should
yeah.
probably do that. And, you know, that's an undertaking, right? Like to hire, even this funnel, this is like a 6-month process of, because it's very rare that we start something like a funnel or an app
sure.
or anything. Initially, what I've noticed is I think it's going to be easier than what it is. And then I try and delegate it. And ultimately I'm responsible for really creating everything
sure.
that is what allows someone to do without me being present. And I'm already like overwhelmed busy with so many things that it's one of those projects where got to be like super intentional, because to do it right, to make it a value. So potentially 2018, this year is all about honing the live show, playing schools, and recording this record. And I think that the musical affirmations will be dripped, and the funnel will be in place and guide people. And I think that the 2018 year will be promoting the album, more musical affirmations, an app potentially. And so I appreciate that you think the app is a good idea as well.
Wow. Yeah, I think that would be super. I mean, even if you did like a weekly, like if you, because you could do so much, man. You could do a membership to the app, you know, and then every week something's unlocked, you know what I mean? Or like maybe, you know, every month something is unlocked, you know, in the app because you're paying like a monthly membership to the app or whatever. Like, man, there's so many different things, you know, tripwire offers that, like Russell Brunson talks about having a tripwire offer. Instead of that funnel, you could do just a small tripwire funnel that, you know, you give somebody the first three free, right? And then it's a membership site, and then you then go into this whole – yeah, man, dude's a genius, man. Russell Brunson, with the way he does his funnels with click funnels, you can go on .com secrets, and I'm sitting here literally promoting his stuff. But it's so fascinating,
totally,
the stuff that he talks about, you know? And yeah, I'm getting into it. I love his podcast, Marketing in Your Car. I know where he talks about having the tripwires, how to set them up. You know, how to do a funnel correctly, and it takes him like 3 days to build a funnel. He's done, you know. I'm like, geez almighty, it used to take him 3 months, and now he does it in 3 days, 4 days, and he has a full complete run of the funnel. So yeah, definitely.
I love that.
Good resource.
I've got his funnel scripts class. I need to get more up on his podcast.
Oh, absolutely, Dad. Marketing in Your Car is amazing. Marketing in Car, and he just had another one. I think it's a .com secrets podcast. I think he does, but yeah, the Marketing in Your Car has so much knowledge, and So speaking of resources, man, what do you think was the best resource that you used so far on your journey? I mean, other than the equipment that you use, you know, with the drum pad and stuff like that. But what do you think was it a book? Was it a podcast? What was it that you said, oh my God, this is gold? Right. What do you think was the best resource that you used?
Best resource I used was going to Unleash the Power Within and Date with Destiny, Tony Robbins, and then having a Tony Robbins coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
The best thing that I did.
It's huge. So give us a shameless plug, man. You can plug a friend, a quote, your website, Facebook, products, favorite movie, shout out, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is your time to shine, man. Shameless plug.
Plug, you can text the number 33444. So you just text 33444, just text the word animal, and I'll send you the free track Animal, and then you'll go into the Brother James funnel.
There you go.
So
I'm in it, just saying.
33444 Animal, and I got to make sure that links to the new funnel. You will certainly get the track for free. And yeah, that's all I've got on the shameless plug.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm on your email list. I went through the funnel. Yeah, man, it's awesome. You rocked it, man. So, and I definitely, you know, when I go to an event, like I was just, you know, in New York, and I was like, man, I need something. And so, yeah, I was like, I'm gonna come out to Animal. Like, it's gonna be, because every person had like a song that they came out to. I'm like, I'm coming out to Animal, and everyone's like, dude, what is that song? I've never heard that before. It's so amazing. What is it? I was like, you want the song for free? Just text me, you know. And everyone's like, okay,
nice.
Sure. So, so I did a little marketing
awesome.
For you. You know, it was awesome.
Thank you.
But they love me.
I appreciate
love
that
stuff. You know.
I'm picturing you like walking down the center aisle with like, well, I'm in it, and I can just see you with a smile on your face, feeling pumped up.
I'll see if I can find a video of the event. And
that'd be,
I know it was recorded.
So
I'll see if I can find it. I'll send you a video. Perfect. So as we wrap up, deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone.
Take the time to get to know yourself. and to reflect upon your magic moments in life and uncover what your talents and your strengths are and ask yourself how you might use in a way that fills you up and at the same time adds massive value to the world. And I think we do that through rituals like the Miracle Morning of taking time to be silent and mindful and using affirmations and reading and exercise and journaling and visualization. I think that if I were to say, like, the real kind of gold is doing those things over and over and over and over and over and over and over again consistently, that brings out the gold. And I myself can certainly continue to improve on the consistency and also the presence that I focus on those rituals with. And so I think that that is, you know, my bit of knowledge that will, if you commit to something like a Miracle Morning and not necessarily doing every savor every day, but just making sure that you're doing something in the morning that really inspires you and helps you to connect to who you are and what you're about and what you're moving forward for, will ultimately give you a sense of presence and purpose as you move through the activities of your day. And it'll help you to say no to things and help you say yes to things. And it'll help you to inspire others naturally through your own personal enthusiasm for who you are and what your mission is.
Yep, absolutely. Love the Miracle Morning. If you guys don't know what that is, check out Hal Elrod's books, The Miracle Morning. And then there's, like, you know, Lindsay McCarthy and Hal teamed up and did Miracle Morning for parents and families. Bunch of people's got, oh, what's that other one for college students now? There's one for college students.
Natalie
Downey. Yep. She did that one. So, it's huge. You know, it's becoming like another chicken soup series, you know, Jack Canfield did. And, The Miracle Morning, and it's got Miracle Morning for entrepreneurs, Miracle Morning for parents and families, college students. You know, there's one for teenagers that's going to come out. So, yeah, Miracle Morning, huge. Huge community. Love everything about Miracle Morning. And, man. And great call to action, too, man. Just assess where you are. Assess yourself. Great call to action. And always text 33444 and text the word animal and get the song and empower your life, man. Boom. You got any last words, man? This is so much fun, man.
Could talk to you for hours, man. If I didn't have practice in 15 minutes with my brother, I would stay on the phone with you for a couple hours. So, no, I feel honored to be part of the conversation. I feel very much like we dug into some things that are vulnerable and meaningful, and I'm really appreciative of the conversation, Sean. This has been awesome.
Did I really, man, love what you're doing and the way that you've inspired me through your music and just the beautiful person that you are, man. Like, just keep rocking it. And I'll see you at the One Life Fully Lived Conference June 3rd and 4th. And I'm staying for John Vroman's speaker training. So it's going to be an amazing weekend in Philadelphia. And I cannot wait. My wife's coming. I got a whole bunch of people from my inner circle that's going to come and introduce them to the One Life community. So, yeah, man, I cannot wait for June 3rd and 4th. It's going to be super awesome.
Dude, we're going to hug it out.
Yep.
We're going to hug it out. We're going to get a big hug in. Hey, you know what? Here's another call to action for everyone and also a call to action for you and I.
Okay.
When you see someone like Sean and I are going to see each other, hold the hug for like 10 to 15, 20 seconds and just like feel the presence of the hug and just that it can, if you get present in that moment and feel the appreciation you have for one another, it's like there's just a lot of goodness there. So we're going to hug for like in between 10 and 20 seconds.
It'll be awesome. And it's so true, man. People are like, oh, cool, what's up? And then we're out, you know what I mean? But you don't take the time to, because there's like, okay, we've done this. Okay, it feels too long. Okay, now it feels good. Okay, now it feels too long. You know, like there's a process, the thing that goes through, right? And it's just like, once you hit the sweet spot, you're just like, yeah, dude. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it, man. Dude, I love that we got to do this. And that you've come on the show. You're a huge Dude, in our house, man, like the kids love it. Like, put on Brother James, put on the. So we're, and my wife is so sick of hearing your music that I think she's starting to love it because the kids want to hear it all the time. I put it on a road trip, and it's just so funny. So, yeah, man, I can't wait for her to meet you in person, man, it's amazing. So.
Well, thanks for this. Thanks for this opportunity. This has been a lot of fun, Sean.
I appreciate it again. Thanks for your time, man. Life Transformation Radio listeners, this has been another impactful episode with impactful guests. If you've gotten anything out of the show today, look up brotherjames.com. Again, B-R-O-T-H-A, brotherjames.com. The show will be uploaded to iTunes and Stitcher in a couple days. Like, share, comment on Facebook. Leave reviews or rating, whatever. Get in touch with us. Love hearing your feedback. Love hearing your content. Thank you for listening. And like I said before, episode, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deep in your heart. I call that living your brand. And we will see you next time on another impactful episode of Life Transformation Radio. Have a good night.